In the lead up to coming second at Ironman Texas, which was the first Ironman of the Ironman Pro Series a couple of weeks ago, Penny Slater drank AG1 every single morning. Penny would usually have it with breakfast in a smoothie with just some milk, yogurt, a little bit of water sometimes, and some fruit. Probably the biggest difference with Penny in the 12 weeks leading into Ironman Texas was just her consistency. She really didn't miss a single session for the whole 12-week training block through sickness, injury, or being too tired and fatigued to get out the door. And it does coincide with the exact time that she started using AG1 every morning. So if you want to try AG1 for yourself as part of your daily health routine, head to drinkag1.com/thechasepack and try some for yourself. Buying it through that link also goes directly back into supporting the Chase Pack in 2024. So if you love the podcast and want to support the whole Chase Pack crew, then yeah, heading to that link and buying AG1 through that link really does directly help them. The link is going to be in the show notes as well. So if you just want to go find it there and click on it, do that.
Welcome back to another episode of the Chase Pack. Who wants to host today?
I think you started already, mate. Go.
Yeah, you go.
Do we all have our AG1 this morning? I didn't.
Did you not?
I did forget.
I just had another drop as well, and I got.
That's why I'm extra feeling so terrible.
I asked them for a couple of those extra flasks just because I just like the look of them. Like plastic.
They're quite nice.
Yeah, plastic. They're quite weighty as well.
It's the metal head is quite
the screw.
Heavy.
Oh, with the screw top.
Yeah.
Oh, so they sent me a glass cup with like a wooden top and a glass straw.
Ooh.
It's actually really nice.
You have to ask for some of them then. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah. So thanks to AG1 for bringing this to the main channel. We have another lads episode today. I assume that the people liked it so much that we're doing it again, except the real reason is for the time change has made it impossible to get US, Australia, and UK doing a podcast at the same time, so we have to switch off US, Australia, US, UK, and UK, Australia. But hopefully you guys liked the lads episode because we're back. Lads, I want to start with Harry. 37-hour week last week.
Yeah.
Holding that pace for... It wasn't 2 full weeks, right?
It's pretty much 2 full weeks today. Like, today's the last day, and then we're driving home tomorrow, yeah.
Oh, okay. So, what's the... And you're done. It's like 8:30?
Yeah, so, done. Yeah, it's like... what is it? It's coming up to 10 o'clock now. Yeah.
Okay, so give us the 2 week total.
And the TSS as well.
Yeah, the 2 week total. What is it? We did 38-ish hours last week, and then this week's about just shy of 30 hours, I think, maybe 29 and a half
week. You went out too hot and faded.
It was quite funny actually. So one of the lads here, Freddie Webb, he did 2000 TSS week last week, which is pretty monstrous, to be honest. I think I will get up the stats actually, because otherwise you guys won't believe me, but I think it was a 1950 TSS week or something.
See, I don't which is just... how do you swim with a watch, or how do you track TSS in the pool?
One of those like polar heart rate things. It's like a little disc thing, and you can put it under your
cap,
and it just monitors your heart rate essentially. Yeah,
I need to get one of those because all of my swims say 1 TSS.
Yeah. So that's where like a lot of the TSS will come from, is just extra like the swimming and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So yeah, it was a good few weeks, and then we're driving home tomorrow, and it should be, yeah, hopefully get some good adaptation. It's definitely going to be a few easy days, that's for sure, when I get back. But I felt really good from altitude last time.
Mate,
So
you barely cracked 30 hours. I don't think you really need any easy
time. It's been a recovery week, hasn't it?
This week has definitely been a bit of a struggle, but get fit or get fucked, isn't it?
So give us some yeah. big, like, what were the key sessions? I know you said in the chat that chasing Leon around the mountains is pretty tough. Give us some, like, brutal sessions or some crazy back-to-back days or big rides, big swims.
Okay. A lot of it was pretty much just big mileage on the bike. And so it was kind of just back-to-back big days, really. We did pretty much just every ride had a level of intensity, not necessarily like as a session, but because it is just so mountainous here, you have to ride up a hill at a certain intensity. So we've had some pretty big rides. Like we did a 5 hour ride and five by 30 minutes. Ooh. Pretty hard. And I think I held,
was that just three... the five climbs, was that on the five,
yeah,
the 5 30 minute climbs, basically?
Yeah, basically 5 30 minute climbs. So you're always going to be able to squeeze out a little bit more, I guess, on a climb, aren't you? And especially like on a road bike as well. So I think I did maybe 345, 350 watts for that, for the 5x30. There was one climb, you're gonna
add altitude.
We did a 4x20 in like a long ride, and one of the climbs was so steep that I had to ride 370 watts just to get up the climb. So I didn't want to ride that hard, but I just had to.
Nice.
So we've had some pretty meaty rides, and then riding, like, pretty much chasing Leon up the climbs is pretty difficult. I think he probably weighs about 67 kilos. I'm about 77 kilos, so it's probably a 10 kilo difference there. And then my bike's
riding
quite heavy,
like,
as well.
Riding at like 4.5 watts per kilo, that adds up quickly, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's depressing, let's just put it that way.
Yeah, that's great. Is he short, Leon?
No, he's probably, I'd say he's probably the same height as me. He's just a lot
lanky.
Yeah,
66, he's just... that is like, that's the,
yeah,
that's,
it's pretty, he's pretty lean.
That's how heavy I was when I was like running track. And like, me and my friends will look back at pictures of us of when we were like super fit running track, and we were like no upper body muscle and just every rib out, cheeks, like our cheeks were sunken in. It's like scary to look at sometimes. Yeah. But I was like 66, 67 kilos, which is like,
I don't
can't imagine doing
triathlon
at that weight.
Yeah. Like I've not necessarily tried in the past to drop weight, but I've definitely thought about like trying to lean out a little bit, you know, and trying to like lose a little bit of the fluff, but it just, the weight doesn't drop. It's just like, it's like my body is just like,
you
stay at 76.
You're not going to train 37 hours. I mean, Leon's clearly just like genetically, he's just lighter.
It's just natural.
Obviously will help him for climbing and a little bit with running.
Yeah.
But I mean, I gained so much weight since I came into triathlon. Like, there's no way I would have been able to sustain the training at 66, 67 kilos.
Yeah.
So it's like, and you think about a guy like Christian, who is quite short, and he's heavier than all of us. Like, and he's also the best runner.
Basically
anyone.
I don't know if you guys have ever found, but I think that whenever I lose like kilos, like, I normally sit somewhere around like 70, high 77, 78 kind of range. And in the past, I've dropped to like 76, even 75. And I just can't swim. Like, my strength just goes. I just become like weak as piss.
Yeah.
So actually, I think like for the swimming, you kind of need that like mass.
Yeah. I think that's what it comes from, is like the extra kind of muscle mass on like your shoulders and your lats.
Yeah, for sure. So Leon, you're basically saying Leon has no shoulders and no lats.
Basically, he's got no definition. he's just a ruler. He's got...
maybe he needs to put on a couple kilos. So I was thinking about this. So I think we're all like similar weight, actually. But I don't know. Are people like lying about their weight? Because there's guys who will say like, oh, I'm 75 kilos, or like sometimes I'll step on the scale and I'll be 78. Maybe my scale is reading high. And I'm like not a big guy. Like in terms of I'm not very tall. Like I'm for like I don't know what it is in centimeters. I'm 5'11". So I'm not short, but I'm not
I'm
very
about the
tall.
same, yeah.
I'm not
Distinctly
like
average.
super wide. I'm like, yeah, I'm not like super buff. Like, I don't know if I have like super thick bones or like the densest mitochondria on the planet or something, but I don't know. I mean, like not even that good at triathlon to have that. It's like, I'm like, where does this weight come from? That like Sam Long in the comments on when he posted his St. George power, someone was like, oh, how much do you weigh? And he was like, oh, you know, like usually like whatever, 82 kilos preseason, like later on, I'll go down to like 79, 80 kilos. And I'm like, fuck, I've stood next to you. Like, how the
You're
fuck?
massive, yeah.
Yeah, like,
You're
how could you
huge, yeah.
possibly be like, some days I step on the scale and we are like very similar weight? How is that even possible? And like I don't know, I've been, you know, I've met Trevor Foley in person like a fair number of times. Like, we've gone to the same races and we've chilled. And like, he is like taller than me and thicker than me. I don't know how much he weighs, but I don't think he's like has ever said he's like 85 kilos. But like, I'm like, if I'm 76 kilos, like you are so much bigger than me. Like, I don't know. It's just like,
I've never heard a triathlete say that more like they weigh more than 82 kilos. Like
I don't think
no.
anyone wants to admit it, do they?
Yeah.
But you got some
Like,
really big guys as well. And like there's no if you are 6'4", whatever, and massively stacked and like good at triathlon, like
yeah, I'm
if you're 90
72
kilos,
kilos.
yeah.
Yeah,
Like if you're 90 kilos, then great, whatever. If you can push, 350 for an Ironman or
that's why I like Christian, or like I guess it's Olav, is the one saying it on all the podcasts he does, and he's like, yeah, Christian's like 80 something kilos, and like doesn't he's like that's the there's no reason to be insecure about it. He's better than everyone else, and like he's I don't think he's much heavier than everyone else, but I don't know. This whole lighter is faster thing, like we're not like going up mountain passes. Like most of the climbs are still just like it's you want raw power. Like you don't want power to weight, and like you need to be able to train, you need to be able to finish the weight and finish the race. And I don't know, sometimes I reminisce on like how fast I was able to run as just a
Yeah,
track
I
runner
bet.
when you don't like you just don't need to carry any extra weight.
But also,
And
like,
I
so the level of training that you would do when you were a track runner, like, how does that compare to the volume of training you're doing now?
in terms of time, it's less than half. Like 160 Ks a week, which is, you know, that's like whatever in imperial units, right? 100 miles a week. That's like your super round big number. That's like the 30 miles, 30 hours a week equivalent, probably, I'd say. That's like the big dick number that everyone wants to be
Everyone
hitting.
does. Yeah.
Yeah. So no, but I actually averaged like 95 miles a week for like a year and a half, like including days off. I can show you the stats. But I was running like around that mileage, like peaked at like 180, which is if you're running 7 minute miles, every that's 10 miles takes 70 minutes. So you're like a little over 11 hours, you're like 11 and a half hours to
Which
run if
is
you average
nothing,
7 minute miles, right? And like a lot of it's still pretty easy. I'd say most of my running fell into what we would now call, or I now know as like LT1. Like I would, you know, warm up for a bit and then I'm running like LT1 for most of the run, just having like a good steady effort, and then intensity 3-ish, sometimes 4 times a week. But still it's like not, I guess the caloric demands of it are pretty easy to keep up with, right? It's like less than half, sometimes closer to a third of the hours that are required for triathlon.
So when you are like running that, like say that much, obviously running 11 hours a week and weighing like 66 kilos, like were you just like nutritionally wise, like not eating that much? Or like was it like, oh, I need to stay this weight to run fast?
So I was telling my roommate about this. I've always loved eating. Like, I love food. And I never even knew like that there was a relationship between your weight and how fast you run until I got to college and my coach would start like telling us like jokingly but serious to skip lunch. And like telling us to be skinny. And I in all of high school, like I never made that connection. Like I would always just eat until I was full, and like I would just eat and eat and eat, and like I never thought about my weight, and it was never an issue. Like I feel like I was always similar to the way I feel about triathlon. Like I felt I was always heavier than all of my teammates, even though we were like the same size. Like if you looked at us, you'd be like, those people are the same weight. But I was like, everyone was in like the 140 pound range, you know, we're like low 60 kilo, I guess, maybe high 50s, and I was like always like high 140s, low 150s, so like 66 to 60, maybe even 70 depending on the time. Probably not 70, but I was always just eating a lot. Like I've always eaten a lot, and it makes sense that the weight came on pretty quickly when I started triathlon. But I never even knew that there was this lighter is faster idea until like I got to college, and I never paid it any mind. Like I've never like eaten less in an effort to lose weight, because I just, the desire for me to eat was always too great. I was like, what? Like even
I agree with that.
my coach, one time I was like injured for a while, and I guess I did gain some weight. So I was probably hovering around 70 kilos or something. I got back to practice and I was working out again. My coach was like, yeah, Ari, you're looking a little fat. Like, how much dinner are you eating? And like almost to spite him, I started eating like two dinners, because I was like, fuck
Nice.
you, coach. I can't, like I can't. I think like one time I tried eating less for dinner and I was so hungry that I was just like, fuck this. And then I would just binge. So yeah, I've always, I think I never fueled during training. But and oftentimes I like wouldn't eat that much until like later in the day, just because you like don't eat much and then you go out for a big training and then you don't want to eat a ton if you have a double or something like that. But yeah, I was always eating whatever. But I was just
That's like
skinny
that's
because you're just running so much and you're not swimming, you're not riding, you don't really need to keep on this weight.
I was gonna say that's a probably a really healthy way of doing it, because I think you do hear a lot of, especially in like US collegiate system, like runners and kind of like bone stress reactions, stress
Oh,
fractures,
everywhere.
and it's all
Yeah.
like it's all kind of stems from like trying to be light. And I guess as you said there, like maybe at college it is just kind of like that. It's more in your face, kind of like lighter is faster. Whereas I guess when you're like 15, 16, you're still growing and you can kind of just like shovel in whatever and it kind of doesn't matter.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, it's interesting to hear
Is that, it doesn't happen in swimming, does it? It definitely does in cycling. Like there
we've
was
gone through phases. Like I found that like and then even in British swimming, there's kind of like this delicate kind of subject where like we used to get weighed by like the team, like kind of used to weigh
That's interesting. They
people.
put you on a dryer, and if you jiggle, you're kicked off the team.
No, it was more just like kind of like a weight, and then you do like things like skin folds to kind of get like a body composition and stuff like that. And it was more just to kind of monitor us throughout the season. We never got told, like I've never been told like lose weight or gain weight or whatever, but it was more just kind of like maintaining. And like now, like in swimming, like I still do a bit of swim coaching now, and like now, like the idea of weighing a swimmer is like no, just like it's just a safeguarding issue. It's just like there's so much attached with weight in sport that it's just like it's a very difficult topic to go near, like especially being a coach.
It would have
But
such
yeah.
a big knock-on effect, wouldn't it?
Yeah, and I think I'd be lying. Like I definitely find that being a bigger athlete, and I guess like you guys probably seen photos of me, like I always feel I look very like stocky as a triathlete, even though like I'm again like I already said like an average height, like 5'10" to 5'11", somewhere in the range there, and you
It's
know,
because you got the
set.
dad calves.
I've got these massive calves where like each one's about
They gotta
five
weigh
kilos
10
heavy.
kilos each,
See, but
yeah.
I don't. My calves are skinny as shit. Like, I don't have big legs at all. It's just like, I'm like, where the fuck is this weight coming
Must be
from?
really heavy bone density.
That is what I think, because I never got a stress. Well, I did get a stress reaction one time after like the dumbest training possible, but otherwise I've been able to just run
Man's packing ever... somewhere.
Yeah. Oh God, that reminds me of my amazing triathlon joke. I can't say it right now because I'm saving it. But
oh, epic, epic. So, Ari, what have you been up to this week?
Were we on the pod last week? Was it last Wednesday that I had
yeah,
my
week and a half? Yeah.
Right. So that was things really started kicking off. I had that 10-minute all out, 5-minute all out on the trainer TT position, which went decent, but that shit is painful.
That's such a horrible thing to do.
Yeah, and it was just random. It was like I had a big session on Monday, then I had a 4-hour ride on Tuesday, and then the session was just 10 minutes all out, 5 minutes all out. And it wasn't a power test. I remember Penny was talking about, she had a very similar session, except hers was 20 minutes all out. And it's like having a race stimulus like that, basically a race stimulus is extremely powerful. It can really like kickstart your fitness at the beginning of a VO2 max block. So it's valuable to do. It's painful, but it's hard as an athlete to not get attached to what the outcome ends up being.
Massively.
So you look at that session and you're like, oh, I'm going into this, I'm already like kind of tired, but it's like I'm going to, I have an idea in my head of what I want to hit. So I intentionally set it pretty low, like something that I knew I'd be able to hit on a not great day so that I would be happy with it no matter what. And I ended up hitting 399 watts for the 10 minutes, which just, that one's tough. And then basically the same, it was like 407 for the 5 minutes, because you're just totally, totally cooked at that point.
Were you like staring at the number, or were you just like blindly just
No. I took the screen off. We talked about this before. I turned the screen off because I was like, I definitely went out too hard. Like, because it was on the trainer, so it wasn't erg mode, but I stayed on one gear. And for the first 2 or 3 minutes, I was pedaling like pretty quick. And then like 3 minutes to seven. And I decided ahead of time I was going to turn the computer on at 8 minutes so that I can just get through the last 2 minutes regardless of what I see. And I could feel that I was just pedaling like really slowly. So like I know that I started way too hard and then was just like grinding it out through the middle. But anyway, that was, so I'm full on in like a high end block right now, because there was a whole bunch, like the Monday before that was a big, I forget exactly what it was. But just a lot of time sort of pushing 400 to 450 watts sort of thing. Or I'd say 380 to 450, depending on the rep length. And then I had another high-end session. These are all trainer sessions. That was like the first one started with like a couple 3-minute reps at 400-ish watts. And then into some, it was like tempo. It was like 300 watts, but interspersed with 30 seconds maximal, like at the beginning and in the middle.
Ouch.
So it was like, ooh. Yeah, you just like go max, you know, I was whatever, hitting like 600 watts or something for 30 seconds. And then like trying to go right back into 300 watts, which you kind of look at it and you're like, oh,
stuff like
that's
that
not that
fucking
bad,
sucks.
But it hurt. Sucks, and then more, and then 40 20s after that. And then the kicker, God, 2 days ago. So I like have been trying to not overtrain and keep a sort of sustainable mindset with training, but sometimes coach will just put something on there that's just like egging me on. And Friday's bike workout was 8x4 minutes. The description was maximal Hade style.
Oh God.
So it was just 8x4 minute hill reps, just maxing out. I did the first one at like 430 watts. I did this on the TT also. So it was on the 58 tooth, and there were some like grindy pitches where you like, you have to stand up. Like you're not going to like seated power like over these little pinches. So like, and they were towards the end too. So I did the first one at 430, and then I like died all the way to 405 by number 8, and it's 10 minutes rest in between. So you're like pretty much like fully recovered in between, aside from just, yeah. And then I had to run off the bike after that, 5 rounds of 800, 400 with 200 jog between everything. And my legs were, well, it's interesting. At first, and on the warm up for that jog off the bike, or workout off the bike, I should say, my legs were so fucked. I was like, I should switch it to just 2 minutes or 3 minutes on and then 1 minute on with a minute rest in between. So I don't like look at the paces and just feel bad about myself because this is going to be bad. And I did the first 800 and I ran 250. So I'm running 540 mile pace, which is like, I've don't even run 70. That's like slower than my 70.3 run pace. So I was like, oh, this is going to be a really long.
This is
like,
gonna
my
suck.
Legs are smashed. And then day. I just like my legs became unfucked the more, the further and further I got into the session. It was like a really interesting feeling. Cause you're like, your mind is like, I need to cut this session. Why am I even doing this? And you're like battling, like just whatever. It's fine if it's slow, just get it done. Just stay on program and just, you know, check the box and move on with it. It doesn't have to be pretty. And then finally, like towards the end of the session, it was like pretty normal paces, like pretty solid paces. And I actually felt the best like of the day on the cooldown. So it was really interesting. But
I think then, like stuff like that gives you like confidence to really twat it in a race on the bike. Cause then you're like, oh, I know I can run well off. You
come
legs
back around. Yeah, yeah.
Okay. So you know around. What the analogy that I was thinking of during this run off the bike was, you guys seen Wolf of Wall Street?
Yeah.
So when he talks about when they're taking the Quaaludes, and he's like, well, Quaaludes were initially meant to basically put people to sleep. They were like a very powerful sleeping pill, but somewhere along the line, someone discovered that if you just fight it and you keep pushing through and you stay up past the urge to sleep, then you get high as fuck. And I was like, oh man, this whole like Australian method thing, and like, you know, this workout as an example is, in the past, I would have essentially just gone to sleep. Like, I'm taking the Quaalude, right? Taking the Quaalude
just
is training
up, yeah,
really,
yeah,
really hard.
Yeah.
And I would have just gone to sleep. I would have succumbed to it. I'm like, well, what? And that's what the Australian method was an experiment. And what if you you're fucked, but you just keep going? And turns out, like, if you just keep going, sometimes you like you
get
can just pull out really good sessions and you get a really big, you get this really big improvement. And it was the same thing on this run workout. I was like, you know what, I'm not gonna stop. Like, if it's bad, it's bad, and it will have just been bad, and then whatever. But like, I'm just gonna keep, as a matter of like exploration and curiosity into how hard I can train, I'm gonna keep pushing through the Quaalude, you know. I'm just gonna see what happens, you know, peer over the other side, right? Just keep pushing. And it was good. And like exactly like you said, Harry, it's like you think you can get off the bike in a race and think you are absolutely fucked, and then you just give it a couple miles and your legs come around. And like, and it's
not
great
always
to have a workout like that.
Not always.
Definitely not. That's the other thing that happens, is sometimes it's just bad the whole time, but it's not always. So the lesson there is just push through the Quaalude.
You got to roll the dice.
Yeah. How's the rib and swimming going?
It's pretty much better. I still haven't really done any like intensity. But I don't really feel it anymore during most swimming. Sometimes I'll like try to do a couple quicker 50s or 100s and I'll feel it a little bit. It's not like pain. It's just like, oh, that's still there. So I have to just keep kind of taking it slow, but I'm up to, I'm swimming 4K most days. You know, in the range of 20K a week. So we're at, you know, like two-thirds volume-ish. But
that's like full volume for me.
For most people. Not after
over distance.
You know, I got some work to do. I'm not leading the swim out in South Africa yet. So I gotta keep grinding out these 35K weeks.
The Feed is your one-stop online nutrition shop. They stock over 250 brands, including Precision, Pillar, Morton, SIS, Cliff, Scratch, and so many more. If you're training for an event, then I really think you should take the time to try a whole heap of different nutritional products so that you can figure out exactly what it is that you like the most and what works best for you. And if you need help figuring out what it is that works best for you, then there is also nutritional coaches who you can talk to on the Feed website to help you make your decisions. You don't have to pay multiple shipping costs or go to the hassle of going to multiple shops in your town, and just the flexibility it gives you to pick and choose what you want from different brands rather than being locked into one brand's options or what's available to you at the shops is awesome. So if you do want to buy anything from the Feed, then please do it by using the Triathlon Hour Nutrition Club, which you can find by going to thefeed.com/triathlon hour. when you do that, you get an $80 annual credit to use site-wide, which is awesome because it's just a great way to get free product. You can also grab a water bottle if you want and get your name custom printed on it. And it also does really support the podcast and help keep the podcast happening every week. So it's a massive win-win. So just to say that again, if you do want to buy anything from the feed, please head to thefeed.com/triathlonhour.
Andy, how are you going?
Yeah, I was literally, before Ari jumped on the podcast, I was about to tell Harry about my very frustrating...
complaining about life.
So we actually have nice weather in the UK, and it's like incredible. Like, it's sunny, blue sky. Like, it's, we're just not used to it anyway. Anyway, I felt the pressure today. I normally love the excuse to stay on the turbo, and like when it's raining outside, I'm like, yep, perfect, jump on the turbo. No like reason to go outside. But yeah, we had a lovely day, so I was like, right, I'll go for my ride, I'll do it outside. And I just hate British drivers. So I live in this place, basically the edge of Swansea, this place called the Gower, where 70.3 Swansea race, the bike course is on. And it's rolling quite like really scenic kind of countryside. But when it gets to spring and summer, we just get so many like holiday makers and caravans. It just turns in caravans and it just turns into this just like, I don't even know how to describe it. But yeah, so I guess a few things happened to me on my ride today, which pissed me off. So the first one was about 45 minutes into the ride, I'm going down to descent, hit a little pothole, and my rear bottle goes flying. And it like full on goes off like this, like edge of a, like a, into like a ditch and whatever. Anyway, I lose 110 grams of carbs. So I'm doing a 3-hour ride with a bit of intensity, losing 110 grams of carbs. I was like, fuck's sake. Like, already I'm like, right, where can I stop to grab a Coca-Cola and just like top up? So that was the start of my ride. Got back going, thankfully, and was rolling along. About 5 minutes later, a car goes to overtake me and the windows rolls down and I get a bottle thrown at me.
Was it like, your bottle?
No. So it was like, I don't even know what it was. It must have been like an open, I hope it was like water. It was like an open kind of water bottle. And it just like...
Piss jug.
Potentially, yeah. And that got launched at me, hit my shoulder. I was literally like, you know when you're in TT bars as well, you're literally like, I thought I'd been shot. I was like, what's going on? So yeah, that was... Yeah, all in the first hour. And then for
did
the
they say anything?
The...
When they went past, did they say anything or did they just fuck off?
I can't even remember. I was just like in the bars. Like I was like rolling along at like, I was doing basically like a, I think it was like 15 minute effort at like 335 watts. So like a tempo effort.
Yeah.
So I was just like going along tempo on these rolling hills and then just like bang. I was like, fuck, what happened there? So that was the first hour. And then just the last 2 hours, I just got more and more aggressive, started yelling at some old ladies driving cars. I got home and I was like, I was just a bit aggressive towards an old lady because like she was just driving too quick. So I was just shouting, slow the fuck down.
Wait, that ride changed you.
Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah, so, it's like the listeners can't see it, but it's dark in Andy's room and he's got like one side of his face, you know, like it's very villainous.
I will
it's
turn
like,
the,
a little
turn
bit
the
of light. A little bit of light on one side of his face. He's like,
I'll turn the screen up so you can see him. There you go. So yeah, I got back and like I think the TSS for the ride was probably like doubled based on how stressed I felt.
Just
back.
Your heart rate. But doesn't it calculate TSS from power? Or is the
yeah,
HR
but you
TSS?
Should have taken the heart rate. Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, that was my ride. I actually had a really good ride, like power wise and like effort and feeling, but just like the stress was through the roof.
Man, the UK drivers are horrific, aren't they?
And it's literally like, it's so frustrating because it's like a nice UK day and I get, it's like, what, 18, 19 degrees Celsius. So it's not like boiling hot, but it just makes me want to jump back on the turbo just because
yeah.
Like it's Like, if there was no cars on the road, it would have been such a nice ride, but just they just ruined it for me.
I don't know if it's like it in other countries, but it's like an ingrained thing in a lot of people in the UK. It's just this hatred for cyclists.
Yeah, it's mad, isn't it?
Oh, I'd say it's pretty much everywhere. I almost got on those hill reps the other day on one rep. Like I've like basically forgotten about this because it like happens like a little bit too often. But this huge van, like not like a camper van, like because it wasn't converted, but like that sort of size, just like drove past 6 inches from me. Maybe like intentionally just trying to be like fuck you, like.
Yeah.
And yeah, I mean, I was like mid rep, like, you know, going very hard. And I wanted to, I dreamed of like, here's the fantasy that plays out in my head as I flip him off and then he sees in the rear view mirror and then stops and we get out and fight.
You just never know. And I always feel a bit unsafe.
But you guys don't have guns in that country.
Yeah, huh? I know. That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. In Seattle, you're probably a good Texas.
I was going to say,
yeah, you want to watch out.
I was riding with Joe Skipper before Ironman Texas last year, so 2023. And we had like a close pass and he starts mouthing off. And I literally just turned to Joe and shut up, you're in Texas.
Yeah, they have guns.
I was like, don't go over there, mate. I was like, it's not worth it. You don't know.
You're not in Norwich anymore.
So yeah, that was my ride for today. But overall, I've had a pretty good week. I think I'm like 4 weeks out now from an Ironman and I'm basically not doing anything crazy in terms of training. I think I did 27 hours this week. My bike volume's gone up a bit. I was like 14 hours on the bike this week, with a bit of like quite a lot of like tempo efforts. So just basically riding hard above like Ironman and kind of above 70.3 probably power as well, just to kind of really get used to fatigue in the legs and try and get that resilience in the legs.
Is the plan for you to kind of just let that Texas fitness bring you over through Cairns?
Yeah. So I,
because it's a short turnaround.
Yeah. So I basically had a week of not a lot after Texas, but then we kind of just like jumped straight back in. Like we haven't really looked to do a rebuild. I think we'd probably do that middle of the season. So we've kind of just like jumped straight back into quite a lot of race specificity. And I think, I don't know, your guys, kind of how you'd work towards it. But I think for me, like race specificity is kind of just like on the bike, especially is just like getting the legs used to working for long periods of time and just getting, I guess it's fatigue resistance. Yeah.
Fatigue resistance. One of my favorite words.
I hate that shit.
And that's literally like, I guess that's what Harry's doing as well in the mountains. It's just like building that place where you can ride an Ironman at 290, 300 watts and jump off and it doesn't feel like it's broken you.
Yeah.
We can dream.
It's just having like back-to-back kind of big days really, isn't it?
Back-to-back big days. And then, yeah, just same with the run. I've just been starting to build back volume on the run. Got a long trail run back involved. I guess this is a good question. How often do you guys use super shoes in training?
Almost never.
Hardly ever.
Okay, so I would probably say in the last cycle, I was using them like once a week.
Mate, you go to the shops in them, don't you?
You're going to the bar in your Alpha Flies, mate.
So I basically use my like old race shoes as like my kind of like training shoe for like tempo or like a bit hard, kind of harder runs. And just before Texas, I picked up like a little bit of a lower limb niggle kind of like 3 weeks out where I kind of had to do 10 days of reduced running and then managed to get like over it pretty quick. So my coach phones me on Wednesday and I'm just about to go out for like nothing crazy but like 4x12 minutes at like just quicker than Ironman kind of pace. And normally he writes on that session and literally puts like wear your super shoes like to kind of get that feeling of like the rhythm of like just taking over. And he phones me and he goes, we'll not use super shoes because I like want to make sure that we're not, you know, causing any niggles or injuries again. So I was like, okay, cool. And I was like, so we'll slow the pace down, yeah? And he goes, no. He goes, no, no. He goes, we'll run the same pace. He goes, it'll be a bit harder, but I'm okay with that. And I was like, I'm not okay with it.
I don't agree with this.
Yeah, to be fair, honestly, if I was doing an Ironman build, I'd probably wear them more often because it definitely saves the legs. Like, oh, if you're doing a huge run, you know, a lot of Ironman pace off the bike, like, that'll mess you up pretty good. And I think super shoes would be a great tool to just make it so you don't have as much to recover from, which I just don't feel that's as big of an issue for 70.3. But I do think that if you wear them too often, like, they do a lot for you. So
yeah,
they would weaken some like muscles in your feet and your ankles and lower calf, which could cause some issues. But I mean, once a week for your big run, like, I wouldn't think that that's like a huge issue. I think it actually might be more helpful than not helpful.
Yeah, I think probably what I'll do now is just like, I will probably still use them maybe once or twice. I've got a month now till race day, so I'll probably just for the next couple of weeks just lay off them and kind of bank some, you know, solid training. Because like I nailed that session, so I nailed the 4x12 minutes. Like, yeah, the heart rate was a few beats higher because, like, just I don't know how much you feel like super shoes give you, but I feel like it's maybe in the range of like 6 to 10 seconds a K, maybe.
I guess it's more at slower paces. Like, yeah. I feel like it's more like, well, I also never want to give myself too much, right? If I'm like running a certain pace, I'm like, oh, super shoes would be 10 seconds a K faster. And then, you know, you're like overhyping yourself for race. Like, I want to go into races with like, hopefully, realistic or over conservative estimates. Just because, like, there's nothing harder than being in a race and looking down at your watch or your computer and being like behind what you hoped you would be able to
like
do.
Underwhelmed by feeling. Yeah.
So I don't know, but I do feel like it's, I would say no more than six for myself for like 70.3 pace, but the slower you are, I do think it actually adds more. Like, if
I was
345 pace or 350, could be more.
That's what I was doing. Yeah. Basically 4x12 at 345. So it was basically in my head, I was running like 345, 346 ish. And I was like, yeah, this is easily sub 340 pace, like in super shoes. But yeah, I think actually I kind of weirdly enjoyed it. And I thought I would, because I did that session before, but in super shoes, I thought the recovery after it would be like more, but I actually like felt really good the next day. So I kind of feel maybe, I don't know, it's probably just, you know, we train so much that our bodies are just so used to recovering, like, oh, I've got to go again tomorrow. So just like have an 8 hour sleep and you'll be all right kind of thing. But my swimming is getting bad. And I think Harry kind of said this. Harry said this pre.
Mate, shut up. No, it's
No. So you were saying, like, basically, I think it was like a month out for like 2 weeks or so, you were like, oh, my swim feels terrible, my swim feels really
bad.
And then like that last little phase before South Africa, you're like, oh, it feels a bit better now. And then on race day, like, you probably had one of your best swims, like, obviously didn't quite hang on to Josh, but you had like a really good swim. And at the moment I feel terrible, like the last three swims I've done, I messaged my coach after the swim this morning and I was like, I think we might need to change.
What's happening,
like,
to me?
Well, no, it was like, you know, when like you're like second guessing, you're like, oh, maybe we need to change the stimulus. Maybe we're doing too much of this. Like, do we need to change the swim? And he's like, nah, it's like, he's like, you're just tired from the bike and run.
It's
like,
part of
it'll
it.
Be,
yeah.
He's like, it'll be fine. Just carry on. I'm like, okay, cool.
Yeah. Sometimes you do just need that, like, to just be like, you know, you are fine. It's just the way it is.
I was like, I literally replied on Training Peaks being like, okay, great. I was worried I was getting bad at swimming.
I don't want to be shit.
It's been a while for you, Andy, probably since you've like just swam after. So my like sort of season break, I didn't bike and run at all. I just swam, and I was swimming like really quick, like that whole period. And I was like, that's weird. Like, I don't feel like any fitter than before. And I was just, it just made me realize how much the fatigue from the other two affects the swim. So, and especially once you're upping the bike volume and you're still running a bunch, yeah, I'm not surprised that it feels like shit, but I don't know anything.
I'm
I'm
just
not
hoping,
swimming right
like,
now.
I think it's like I think the biggest thing is like trying to still hit the intent of the session, even if like the pace feels rubbish. Like, because I had a terrible one on Thursday. I think it was a Thursday morning, and I was meant to basically descend down to like a solid effort, maybe like threshold kind of effort. And I was doing short course meters, and I descended down and I went really hard on number four, and I was like 109. And I was like, oh shit. And then like the main set, I was basically meant to do like 40 by 100 swimming 110 on like
Well,
descending turnarounds. And I was like,
not gonna
ah.
happen.
So I basically just did the best I could. I basically hit the same like effort level that I would normally do for the 110s. But I was like 13s, 14s, and I was just like, it's like not a fun feeling, but I'm glad I got it done. Yeah, it's sometimes you just gotta suck it up.
I think
I
that's
was
where
like,
most of the problem is, like when it's the sport that you're better at, you have higher expectations, obviously, of yourself. And then when it doesn't go well, you're like, oh, fuck, this really sucks. Like, I'm sure like Ari's the same with the run. And it's
No,
like,
I suck at running now. I've given up.
but
Like,
on
I'm not
like,
even kidding. In my mind, like, I used to be like that. I used to be like really angry at myself if I wasn't running. Like, I used to run like so in college. The standard, you know, when we do a I air quotes tempo run, there's no zones in track running. So like, you would just call it a tempo run if it was a long continuous run. But we were running like 4:50 to 5 minute miles was like if you're doing a continuous run of 4 to 6 miles, like, and you don't average under 5 minute miles, like, you're bad. So even in triathlon, I was like, I there's so much fatigue and you're not focusing on the run as much. And I was getting slower and I'd do 6 miles at like whatever 5:10 pace. And I was like, fuck, I am so bad. I am so bad at running. Like, and now I just, like, a lot of it, I don't want to like perpetuate the whole lighter is faster thing, but I'm 10 kilos heavier, so like there's gonna be some effects of that. I just can't, I cannot run the way I used to, and there's been so little focus on the run for so long that I just, you know, if I run 320s for a session now, which used to be like I used to just like
You didn't even have to
do
think
that
about
for.
it.
Yeah,
Jog it,
it wasn't even a session. Like, there were times where I would just
yeah.
run 520 pace for the whole run
You
and
run
like get
320s around
full
the
workout the next
supermarket.
day. Yeah, like, and not that that was actually an easy pace. It's just like you're not doing triathlon, so you
You're
can
just
kind of just
conditioned to it.
do it. And it wasn't like an interval session, right? You can just do that for a whole long run. And now it's like, yeah, if I run 320 for 1K reps, I'm like
Pretty happy.
feeling pretty decent about myself. So
How do
it
you
is, it has fallen a long way.
find the ranges? Because I always find that swimming is such a small window as well for like what's kind of like, I don't know,
Well,
say
like a couple
like,
of seconds or something, you'd like,
So for example, like running, I could go for an easy run and run like a 5 minute K, like that's no drama. And then like if I'm like, oh, I'll put a bit of effort in now, like I'm running 3:30, I've jumped like a minute and a half a K. Whereas like swimming, you could be like swimming along super easy, and I'd be going like, I don't know, for me 1:16, and I'd be like, oh, okay, I'm gonna push it on now 1:12, and it's like you drop 4 seconds 100. It's like the effort
Well,
level has gone up massively.
it depends. I think if you're doing 400s, if I was doing 400s on the track, like sometimes I might be running whatever. Let's just say 65, even though it's been a while since I've been able to just run 65 second quarters. And like you feel pretty good and you put in a little bit more effort and you run a 66. Like, that shit hurts, you know, as it happens in swimming. But it's like if you're running an easy, you rarely go. Well, actually, my swim yesterday was 4,000 continuous. So I was gonna say you never really just like go to the pool and,
And
you
just
know, kind of
swim,
do it in the way
yeah.
you would for an easy run. Like, it is all intervals where like you can't just go that much faster. It's also without like some sort of smart goggles would be tough to just like check the pace like you can with running. I would say, yeah, it depends on the interval length, but I've definitely had that, you know, and wind obviously affects it, cold, heat, hills, just kind of where you are in the session as well.
Yeah, but it's funny how it's like, it's literally a few seconds can be the difference between you thinking, oh, I'm feeling really good, and then you being like, oh, I'm so shit. Like swimming, let's say like 110s or something, VO2, I'm like, yeah, cool, that's really good. If I start swimming like 112s, I'm like, fuck, I'm so shit. And it's like, that's
shit,
literally
what a
two
terrible
seconds.
session. I'm getting out. I'm not doing this.
Yeah. I'm triathlon.
2 seconds.
Get
two
a real
seconds,
job.
Though, in terms of like body lengths to somebody who is running or swimming 110s is a decent, like, you feel like you're kind of far behind them and they feel like they're dropping the shit out of you.
Oh gosh, no. it can be frustrating.
Andy, what's the course like for Cairns?
It's actually going to be pretty, so the swim course, I hear you can't go in the water until race day.
Oh, is it like a protected,
I don't know, someone said Crocs, but I don't know if they were just winding me up.
That is such bullshit.
Oh, Australia, I believe it.
So yeah, I think the swim is pretty standard, like two loop rectangular kind of course, but it's on the edge of the Great Barrier Reef, isn't it? So the water quality should be pretty
sick.
I'm guessing
sweet.
that's normally non-wetsuit, is it?
I think they were wetsuit last year, but more because there was jellies and I think they don't want people getting stung. So we'll wait and see what happens with that. The bike course looks absolutely epic though. I think it was like Ironman ranked number one course last year for the bike.
Nice.
Because it basically like follows the coast along. And I basically tried to profile it to get an idea for like gearing and stuff. And it just has these like, basically has this like 2 minute climb at a 10% grade where like best bike split was saying just push 410 watts. And I was like, I will do that.
Yeah, just take
yes,
the 60
sir.
Tooth. Yeah.
Yeah.
So otherwise it's pretty flat.
Yes. Yeah, so I think it's, I might get this wrong. It's either 1400 meters or 1600 meters of gain.
That's not too much, is
so
it?
It's, like, it's rolling. Bad. It's rolling. Yeah. But I quite like rolling courses and I quite like the opportunity to like punch up a little climb as well. So I'm kind of looking forward to that. I kind of suit the on-off nature. I think sometimes if I just like try and hit a certain number for like too long, it just becomes a bit stale.
Yeah.
So yeah, it should suit me. And then the run course is standard Ironman. I think it's just like two big loops along the coast and it probably won't be that exciting, but
is it Pro Series as well?
Yeah. So it's Pro Series race. I think normally in Cairns, they don't normally get that many internationals. They obviously get the Kiwis come over. But I think as it's Pro Series this year, you will have some people travel. I still don't think like loads of people, but you'll definitely get, you know, probably some Europeans travel over.
Well, this is probably the lowest key of the Pro Series Ironmans, right? Because there's Texas, Hamburg, Frankfurt, Kona.
And then you got Lake Placid as well for the North American guys.
And Lake Placid is like a historic, like that usually gets a pretty solid field anyway.
And you've also got Vittoria, is that? That's in Vittoria.
Oh, yeah. I guess, yeah, that one. But I guess that one's, you know, it's European, so it's sort of more local to like US and European pros.
Yeah.
So
yeah, I've spoken to a few people that are going to travel out to Cairns, so it should be
Cairns.
Good Cairns.
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 Penny Slayer for the win.
Yeah, so yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing a start list in the next week or two. And then be good to see what's going on. When's your next race, Ari? Have you actually entered one yet, or are you still waiting to see?
No,
oh,
I
you got the local
need...
one.
I need to enter them. Best in the West Triathlon. So it's going to be me.
That's actually
my
the
boys.
Name of it.
Yeah, it's the Best in the West Triathlon Festival. So
who's
it's
the lad,
me.
Who's the lads?
It's me, Evan Price, Josh Monda, and Simon Shee. So they're all like Portland based. Like they're all my boys, Evan and Josh. I've been training with them for a while.
That's sweet.
And then Simon. Surely you know Simon. You guys
are
out of the
Rubik's
water
Cube.
Together, Andrew.
Rubik's
yeah.
Cube, yeah.
Great fucking swimmer too.
Yeah, he's amazing.
And like stroke guy, like he's gone. I forget what his he nearly sub two for 200 IM in the 50 meter pool.
That's good. That's pretty good going. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so it'll be the four of us, sort of like the quote-unquote pro field. But it was just, I'm really excited to just like what, because it's such low pressure and like I can drive down and it's just like my friends, like we're gonna
Is
have a
that
good
middle
time.
distance?
Yeah, it is
Yeah,
middle
nice.
distance. And then I'm doing one the following weekend also, which also is middle distance. It's the Pacific Crest Tri. I haven't signed up for either of these. I really need to.
is there any prize money at the best of the West?
No, it's just you are either the best in the
It's
West
just
or
bragging rights.
yeah.
I reckon you'll just put like $10 in a pot, and then the winner gets like free dinner.
Yeah,
Yeah, I like that. I like
yeah.
that.
Yeah. But I'll be doing, yeah, it's back-to-back half distance races. The one, the Pacific Crest Tri the following weekend is a really cool bike course. I've trained in Bend before and I'm not sure exactly what the bike course is, but there's this mountain there called Mount Bachelor, and there's like a just huge climb like up the mountain.
Nice.
And I'm pretty sure the bike course is just up it, down the other side, and then turn around and come back up it and
Oh,
down the way you
nice.
came.
That's epic.
So yeah, and it'll be like, yeah, you'll be like gone 10 miles an hour for like up the climb, maybe a little bit quicker.
Send it
And
back
then like
down.
50 miles an hour down the other side, maybe 55, like if your tuck is really good and the wind's just going the right direction, because it's not like a twisty descent either, and the roads are like really nice, so like you literally can just
You literally
send
just
it,
sit in position and just
you
hope
just
for the best.
absolutely send it. Yeah,
The road's gonna be
so
closed.
I doubt it, but the shoulders are big,
Okay.
like,
Yeah.
and you'll be just
That's.
we'll be descending as fast, like as fast as traffic would be going,
I
so
always.
it's.
But it's the traffic coming the other way that I always find the issue. Like, if you go past a big truck and
Oh,
you just get a
the like
wind
wind
swell.
buff.
Oh, yeah, going down at yeah, 50,
I hate
55 miles
that.
an hour. That would be scary. But
You
no, I
just gotta
doubt the
grow
roads would
balls
be
and just go
closed.
for it.
Yeah.
Just cry a little bit and
There might be
yeah.
snow on the banks too, though, because it's like early enough in the season. So like if you do crash, it'll be
You
a
do
nice
come off,
soft
it's all
landing.
right.
Yeah. So yeah. Got her better. Yeah, get her. I'll sign up this weekend. Not too long. I'm going to Italy on Tuesday for the Giro.
Oh yeah.
I forgot about that. Yeah,
I'm
you
looking
just gonna
forward to that.
go.
Yeah,
Are
I'm gonna
you
make
gonna do the
a nice
ride?
video. The ride, like the climb. I might. I'm
Yeah.
bringing my bike. I wasn't sure if I was gonna, but I'm gonna now. Because I'm just like, it's too good of an opportunity to just like be in Italy for a week
And not ride.
and not ride. Yeah, like it'll be some beautiful climb. So we'll see.
Nice.
Find a nice 50-meter pool and some trails or something in the mountains. Go eat some pasta,
Sounds
spaghetti.
dreamy.
Yeah, have some espressos.
Yeah.
So how long's your drive back tomorrow, Harry?
Oh, it's 15 hours.
Oh.
Not bad. All in a day's work. What
Yeah,
are you
I
guys going to
mean, the
listen
thing is,
to?
for Americans, that doesn't sound that much, but I feel like everyone in the UK is like, oh, 15 hours, that sucks.
Like 3 hours is a long way in the UK.
Yeah. I feel like in America, people are
I've
like,
sat 3 hours in traffic on the fucking way back from the pool before. You just put on a nice podcast, you listen to the Chase Back or
Yeah,
whatever it
so
is.
it shouldn't be too bad actually. It's just a bit of a slog
And
to get
it's
back
all three
home.
of you or separate cars?
Yeah, it's all three of us in the same car, so that's
Oh,
why
that'll
we
be
just share the
fine.
driving, and it'll just we'll probably get sick of each other.
Yeah. You listen to the Chase Pack Spotify
I am gonna ban that because I don't like listening to my own voice.
playlist. No, the Spotify playlist that we've never put together. It was a bit of a joke.
It will be coming.
Oh, the
Yeah.
playlist. Fuck yeah, we should have done that.
Yeah.
We'll get
God,
it. We'll
fuck.
get
It
it
does.
sorted.
Listening to your own voice is like, I didn't realize
It's the worst.
how I pitched my voice is, when I listen to
Yeah,
it.
I'm exactly the same. I'm like, oh God, that sounds horrific.
All right. Sweet lads.
Right, let's end it there, guys. We'll catch you next week, hopefully with some female participants.
Maybe.
Maybe. Or just lads every week.
Just the
Quite
lads
like the
from now on.
sausage. Quite like the sausage fest. Take it easy, guys.
Snack.
Just a reminder before we close the show that if you want to support your own health and training in 2024 and support the Chase Pack at the same time, then go and get yourself some AG1 at drinkag1.com/thechasepack. Or if it's easier, the link is in the episode description, so you can just go click it there. Baby, all I can do is think of me, and I'll be so mine.